on the Hopkins also. Wanted to buy an AM or sideband CB radio set, working, operating, I should say, in or out of order. So your phone is right here on 436862, and we'll pass the message on. For sale, a 5/8 arch ground plane aerial, complete with 30-foot square section mast and coax. The asking price is $70. Two service power supplies, one 4-amp continuous and one 2-amp continuous, $25 each. For further information, you can phone 469586. 469586. For sale, a 4-amp power supply, Dick Smith, had little use, $25. You can contact Little Walter Savilligo, 7444, for that, or phone him on 477985. 477985. For sale, a bird case. This is a large case and is quite big enough to house Conky. So if anyone wants one of them, $10, that's as much as it's worth. I shouldn't say that, as much as it's worth. It's worth a lot more than that, but $10 is the asking price. But anyway, 430-0350. if you're interested in the bird case. For sale, a manual car radio. This one works well. Has an extension speaker, an extension speaker plate. You can keep the BR23 on the air, or phone us here at 436862. $13 is the asking price, so it's a cheap one. For sale, a JVC car stereo cassette, complete with speakers and fittings, $30. You can phone 478342, 478342. For sale, a black and white AWA TV console on lease. The set has nice picture and it goes very well. It goes. Anyway, that typewriter of yours, that cat got to it, it's no good at all. It's no good at all. the asking price for this one is $20. It's $20, yes. You can phone 436862 or you can come up to 2 Root Street and Bill will give you a demo on it. Right, for sale. A Proctor camera with telescopic lens. The camera is in a new condition. The asking price, $150. 2 Casey Street, North Bendigo is the address where you can go and have a look at this particular camera. I could imagine it would be a good one. For sale, 2 single bookend beds, $12 each. Dual 20-inch bike, good order, $35. A pusher pram with accessories, $25. A bouncer net, $2. A safe and sound car seat, both bolt in tight and in good order. One's $5, the other one is $10. By the way, it is a $36 on the spot for having a child in the car unbelted. So you've got to make sure that they are well and truly strapped in. Wanted to buy AM or CB radios, in or out of order. Buy once, I think I've read this one before. I think we've got it in twice, Bill. It's in or out of order. Yeah, right, so we'll drop that one. For sale, a Mark 1 Bengal base station, 23 channel, set is in good order, and a half-wave aerial to go with the station, base station. Asking price for the lot is $100. Phone us here on 436862 or catch the BSB27 right on the air. Wanted to buy another telescopic tower. And if someone has one, I think it's for Greg, the 245 Greg, you can phone 865230, 865230, and Greg would be very pleased if you'd give him a ring on that. I've got that down here. I put it down on here, yeah. I didn't get the handle to that one, though. What was the handle? George, was it? Oh, right. Right, the VCB 895, George, has an Apollo base station for sale, also a 3-element Yogi, if anyone's going. $210 for the lot, or the nearest offer. I think, as I said, well, that's a pretty good outfit, that. I think it is a cheap outfit, there's nothing wrong with that. But anyway, you can contact Bob on 48756, that doesn't sound right. No, it's not right. Oh, yes. I'll lift the 3 off. 487563. 487563. If you're interested in the Apollo base station and the 3-element Yogi, $210 or nearest offer. Right, then, Bill. Now I'm out of breath and I'm out of everything, too. Sega, Brogan.
Is this the new service, Sega?
Roger.
It is.
Who we got there?
Andy from Karoppa. Gee, that's a fair way away, isn't it?
Yeah, about
Escape, which has just out of the week up there, gas escape, and it all around the place.
the semi-submersible drilling rig, the Southern Cross, the semi-submersible. They've got these big legs, and they half fill them with water, and they move around, and where they are, they put more water in them, and the whole rig sinks down, half it's under the water, half it's above the water. It's the same type of one that sort of sank up near Canada recently. Well, there's one of them out there at the moment. They did have two, but there's one there working now, and they have the other type of one, which is like a ship, and they sit in the middle, but they are limited. The one with the ship can only go down to a very small point, maybe about 2 inch drill point down, and it's just for seeing what's around there. The Southern Cross, that's the semi-submersible, lifting up the much bigger one. Now, where we're working, the first drill we put down is 13 3/8 drill. Well, that's a pretty big hole you drill on the ground. Well, I punched that one down, and then I dropped back to about 7 inch one. The final one, about 6 inch one, that might go down to about 3,000 metres or so. And that's a long way down. But no smoking at all. All hot work. When you work outside, you get a special permit to do hot work. And everything checked down, you do a gas sniff, and everyone, for one well of the work there, you've got to have about a couple of fire watches and a couple of other safety blokes. So it's to try and do a job, you couldn't quote on a job. You look at a job on shore, you say, oh, I might take X amount out to do it, but it don't work like that out there. You get down, and then you got to check everything. It looks a bit dangerous, everything stopped again. Because there's so much electronics. If you have a look at some of the buildings in there, you walk in some of the shacks, and it's just there's a great heap of like TV video screens there, and it's just all connected to the different electronic gears. Like when they drill these holes, they go down, and then they directional drilling. Well, they go a little while, and they drop a cable down. On the end of that, it's got a great some electronic gauge, and it comes up and does about a dozen prettier from the top surfaces are going down. That tells them whether they're going the right direction or not. They do a mechanical one first, they drop it down, they have a magnet in it, and it's got a compass in it as well. A little camera goes down, takes a photo about the size, about inch by inch, and when they bring it up, that shows which way the hole has been going. That's just the first mechanical one. Then they drop down a more sophisticated electronic gear, and that gives another readout on the screen and a sort of a printout as well. And then if these all compare together, they know the hole is going the right direction. If not, they bring it up again, and then they start again. Now, last week, the hole working in there, they got down to about 4,000 feet or so. Yeah, 4,000, then they broke off. They lost all the piping in there. They tried to pull up. There's a bit of a coal which they had dropped in around it, and they had to leave it all there. It was $100,000 worth of drill point they had to leave down the hole. So they just pumped concrete down around that hole then, pulled up, let the concrete set, and they drilled there alongside and take off again. So that's the way it goes. It's a big money plan. So I said to them, couldn't you get it up? They said, oh yes, we spent a day getting up. It cost $40,000 a day to run the drill rig alone. So they said they wasted one day trying to get it up. So that's $140,000 that's costing them $100,000. They said, we spent another 2 days on it. Well, we can't carry on. They got a special tool, they call it fishing gear, with that one that their pipe that's broken. They hooked onto it, but the pipe just wasn't strong enough because the actual drill rig, they've got a lift. It lifts 650 tons you can lift on the rig. So the pipe wasn't strong enough, 650 tons, you just broke again. We're talking about a 6-inch pipe here, so you made a 6-inch pipe about half inch wall thickness, and you just sheared it off. So you've got a fair bit of strength there, a fair bit of power what they're playing around with, because we've got the other ship out here just laying up, what they call the thing there, the one that sets up the other reef, the Polaris, that's the will be so accurate with this electronic equipment, they've got to be so accurate that they've got to drill into a 2 metre shelf. This is where the oil is. And I thought that was a very, very interesting one, Jim, and to, you know, things have got to be so accurate to drill that distance and then at an angle and hit a shelf which is 2 metres. It's really incredible, isn't it, to go that distance and be so accurate. But, anyway, we'll put it back to you there, Jim. That was a very interesting one, I thought. Now, down the back straight field, I'm out on the snapper for a production platform, a drilling platform at the moment. I'm about 30 kilometres out from shore. Just saying, Paul, there is eight platforms out there working at the moment. There's nine just out ready to start sort of drilling. We've been drilling for 12 months now. And it's still about, what I say, we've got 13 holes drilled. Well, 13 is going to be when they reckon. But if they can't find any more oil, they might just sort of give it away. So I reckon where we are at the moment, there's supposed to be in the reservoir. They call the reservoir, but it's all in sort of the stone, sandstone type of stuff. But they reckon the amount of oil in place is 200 million barrels. That's how much oil is in place. This is around the Snapper platform. This is the Snapper oil reservoir. But they reckon the recoverable oil is 7 million barrels. Well, there's 34 imperial gallons in a barrel. So you want to worry about that. It works at, what, 245 million gallons recoverable oil there. So there's plenty of gas. They're not looking for gas now. They're finding gas everywhere. But it's the oil they're after. And they have a bit of trouble getting all that. We've gone through the oil. One well at the moment, in the A21 well on the Snapper platform, they've got two pipes going down the one hole. At one level, they've struck the oil at one angle. And they get about 500 kilolitres a day out of it. And then they've struck down, that's a long one, one down deep on this kind of angle. This sort of zone of oil, they're dragging 500 kilolitres a day out of that one, and the other one is 200 kilolitres a day. But it's not dragging greater each one, but each well oil is really about 200 kilolitres a day. Not bad, I mean, I think that's 200,000 litres a day, and there's about five wells doing that. Right, with that now, I think about that Roy, the 220 Roy. So, right, Roy, I'll throw it back to you then, mate.
Yeah, okay, Jim, 220, right? Just answer the question I was going to ask you, the amount of oil and that was down there, the pipe and the wells out and the straight down at present rate of use, 244 million. Hell, man, that's a lot of oil there, and I know we're using quite a bit, but seems a few years left there, mate.
Yeah, well, this is a bad, well, this is a bad platform, this one. Not much at all. Like, when you get on the ones, yeah, when you get on the one like the mackerel, that's practically all oil. The mackerel, they gone down, they went down about 1,000 metres there, then they went out 3 kilometres, 3,000 metres, more than horizontal. And it was drilling so hard, they had to mix oil with the mud to keep the thing from dragging and going out and pull that much, and they're trying to drag it out again. And they struck the well about 3 kilometres out from the platform. So even though the platform is sitting there, you've got 27 wells down, they don't all go straight down. They go out, and you might cover an area 3 kilometres around the platform where they're sort of drawn from. So that's where you see them place them down. They place one here, another one there. They all go around different angles. Now, just put another way out near the kingfish. Now, kingfish A and kingfish B, they're only about 3 kilometres apart. So they must have gone in and hit each other. And they've been drained a lot of oil out. They've just been flowing out over there. But now they have moved to kingfish west. And you want to put that just another 3 kilometres alongside of it, west of the other one. So evidently there must be a lot more oil there still to put this other platform up. But the oil there, though, isn't a really good grade. Not what the stuff they give. When it comes out, it's like that four wax which you play with, where it just what it looks like. normally the salmon have a big strike down there. They go out and they let it flow through, but they've got to turn their production back because they get the back end of the plan. And if they're all that flow at a certain speed, she gums up. And the whole pipe, you might have a 24-inch pipe, then she keeps gumming up the end down about a 3-inch pipe. And then there's trouble when she's gums right up. They've got to sort of get things through the plan and out there. They keep it flowing with a full stream, but no worry. And that's a bit trouble where on our platform because it's mostly gas, and gas, you know, as you pump it through the line, it tends to freeze up. So therefore, they've got to pump the glycol and methane in it to stop it from freezing up. So when you try and pump the oil in with the gas, by the time it gets to the plant, your oil is frozen up into little balls of hard frozen oil, and it causes no end of trouble. But this is only because this platform was originally designed for gas, Snapper was, and they found a bit of oil there, and they're quite happy about it. But they're going to run now another pipe from here across to the mackerel platform, and then they'll hook into the mackerel platform and pump the oil back through there. But anyway, I'll just drop the button, I'll take it back to 220 Roy, and see you going there now.
Yeah, thanks there, Jim.
Geez,
I tell you what, mate, you're a wealth of information, a lot more than I knew was going on down there, and I dare say most of the guys listening in also. You got gas coming out of your earth there, the world you're working on. How much gas is about there, mate? Have we got plenty for a few years, or is it likely to dry up?
Yeah, Roy, I think a distant break there too. But I think at the moment there's going to be no end of gas. This is the word we're getting. The oil that they're more chasing for now, there's no worry. Of course, of all reports on here and that, there seems to be no trouble at all with gas. They just sort of, this platform is really designed for gas. They're just drawing straight through the gas now, chasing the oil. I reckon there's where are we now? A little bit of thing here. Yeah, this is, I'm just talking about one platform. This is the latest platform that started, that's gone on the line. They reckon the size of the reservoir. The size of the reservoir is 13 kilometres. The size of the gas reservoir around this platform is 13 kilometres by 6 kilometres. So it's 78 square kilometres for the oil.
I just while you were talking on that one there, I think that particular platform that you're on supplies the gas for the Victoria, doesn't it, Jim? And on those posters we're looking for, we use 19 million cubic feet of gas in Victoria every day. And this platform supplies that gas, and I forget the period of years that they will have gas supplies out of this one well to supply that amount. It's, the figures on this are quite incredible. We'll put it back to you there, Jim. I think that was the correct figures there, mate. 19 million cubic feet a day, cubic metres a day, not feet, cubic metres a day. Victoria uses, and I think this comes from your well there, the one that you live on there, Jim, over.
A quick question, Bill.
Yes, okay, Roy. 336 acknowledged there. We just hang on just a moment, 336. We will get back to you there, mate. Okay, back to you, Roy.
Well, I wanted to ask a while ago, and I'd forgotten. Is the oil pumped, or does it come up with its natural pressure, Bill? That's the only question I'd like to ask, and I'll be back on the side after that one.
Yeah, well, the oil, in some places, it does come up. When it starts to start, it comes up by itself. But as the oil starts to get down, how it works, actually, the oil is in this porous rock. And the water comes down, it's called a water table. It comes down from the hills up around like Kola and right around the mountains, that. Then it floats right down in the rocks, and it keeps the pressure on the rocks. Now, the gas comes up out of the well, and it's just on about 2,500 pounds per square inch. That's the pressure comes out of the well. It comes out at 60 degrees centigrade. So it's not bad in the cold day. You hang around the warm pipes, just coming straight out of the ground. You get a bit warm that way. But the oil, it comes out when you've got a good fresh well, it flows up by itself. As the well gets a bit older, you've got to be a bit careful about it. If they can ruin a well, it's only by drawing too much out once. They open the choke something, just let the oil flow out. The water will come through, and then it'll get in with the oil and ruin. You'll kill the well. So they've got to keep watching it. And as the oil's coming out, periodically during the day, they have these little glass bars that go around and take about, oh, every question.
Thanks very much, Jim. I'll be on the side.
Is that the 336, Don? I think I heard you there before. Come back.
Helicopter.
2.5 hours, that's the platform I work on, out to the Kingfisher. That sometimes take about an hour, generally about a half hour, 20 minutes, depending on how it's doing. We've got the older one, takes about half an hour. Got the new Sikorsky, they cruise along about 130, 150 kilometres, and you get out there 120, 130 knots an hour. We get there pretty quick with them. But they have a great system of supply boats that just say a person not go by helicopter. They've got the big boats continually move around and bring all their supplies out. They all leave from Barry's Beach. But then we've got the other one they call Little Macara. It leaves from down Lake Entrance, but he runs out all the time. He runs out, he comes out every second day or so. He brings all the food and a lot of stuff like that out. But all the personnel we get by helicopter now. Can you come back down there, okay?